WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There was a British music press headline from the 1960s that read, "Would you let your daughter marry a Rolling Stone?" But compared to the wild punk rockers who ruled the Pacific Northwest, the Stones were pussycats, says Ed Ward, who thinks that letting the daughter marry a Stone would be far preferable to her marrying a member of Tacoma's wild band, the Sonics.
When we talk about punk rock, we should remember that the term was invented by writer Billy Altman in the early 70s, well before the Ramones came onto the scene. He was describing a type of music which flourished in a number of different places in America, like Minneapolis, Chicago, Texas, and particularly the Pacific Northwest. Many bands came and went, but probably the greatest of them all were the Sonics. The Sonics were high school kids from Tacoma, Washington, and formed around 1963 to play teen dances, inspired by the area's other highly successful band, the Wailers. Soon, they were playing all over the Northwest in Washington and Oregon, moving from the teen clubs to actual rock concerts. Naturally, they wanted to make a single, so they piled into a studio and cut The Witch. Because they had no idea if they'd get another chance, on the B-side, they added another classic. Early in 1966, they went into the studio to make an album for their label, Etiquette, which was owned by one of the Wailers, their idols. They recorded a lot of other people's songs, unsure that their originals were any good at all. Silly kids. Waiting is one of the evilest of the Sonics songs. Who's waiting? Why, Satan, of course, who punishes all girlfriends who stray. The song showcases Rob Lynn's throat-shedding vocals, a style used by a lot of Northwest groups, but none ever did it better. Straight nine. Hey, hey, you may think it's funny, but then I like this stuff. Stereophonics boom was the result, one of the highest energy albums ever released in this country, until the double Detroit punch of the MC5 and the Stooges. With radio still being largely regional, the Sonics hit big on their home turf, as well as Cleveland and Pittsburgh, but never really made the national scene. Eventually, between the British invasion and psychedelica, their hard-edged style fell out of favor, members left the band, and eventually they disappeared, reuniting for a legendary show in 1972. They may never have become the stars they deserve to become, but they're still revered by musicians to this day.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.